This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, April 7th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese authorities are detaining Christians in secretive mobile, quote, transformation, end quote, facilities. Officials then torture and brainwash members of underground churches to make them denounce their faith in Christ. One Christian told Radio Free Asia that he was detained for 8 months after police raided his church. He said, quote, "They threaten, insult, and intimidate you. You have to accept the statement they prepare for you. If you refuse, you will be seen as having a bad attitude, and they will keep you in detention and keep on beating you," end quote. Revelation 2 verse 10 says, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." The 2020 population and housing census of Mexico found over 14 million people identify as evangelical Christian. Mexico's population is 11.2% evangelical Christian. That's up from 7.5% in 2010. Meanwhile, 97 million people identify as Roman Catholic at 77.7% of the population. That's down from 82.7% in 2010. A Pew Research study found that people in the U.S. and Western Europe think their political systems need major changes. Over 60% of people in the U.S. and France think their political systems need dramatic changes. About half the population in the United Kingdom also want big change. Germans were the least likely to desire change. Americans were the most likely to say that politicians are generally corrupt. The study found citizen assemblies and referendums were popular ideas across the countries as citizens desire more influence in their governments. On Monday, a U.S. federal court ruled in favor of a Christian student organization targeted by a Michigan university. Wayne State University deregistered InterVarsity Christian Fellowship in 2017 for requiring group leaders to agree with their statement of faith. The ruling stated, quote, "No religious group can constitutionally be made an outsider, excluded from equal access to public or university life, simply because it insists on religious leaders who believe in its cause," end quote. The Pentagon released new guidelines for military members who are pretending to be the opposite sex. This comes 2 months after President Joe Biden reversed the Trump-era ban on openly transgender military members. The new policy allows people to join the military as their pretended gender and allows current members to, quote, "transition gender while serving," end quote. But Romans 1 verse 28 says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting." The U.S. economy added over 900,000 jobs last month, the most in 7 months. The unemployment rate fell to 6% last month. The International Monetary Fund projects that the U.S. economy will grow 6.4% this year, the fastest annual growth since 1984. The growth comes amid increased COVID-19 vaccinations and new pandemic relief funds from the government. A Gallup poll found that Americans' concern over COVID-19 is at an all-time low. Only 35% of Americans are worried about catching COVID-19 now. That's down from 57% a year ago. 22% are worried about access to hospital services, down from 64%. And 14% of Americans are worried about access to COVID-19 tests, down from 60%. And 77% of respondents think the coronavirus situation in the U.S. is getting much better now. And finally, National Deaf History Month is underway. It is celebrated from March 13th through April 15th in recognition of the accomplishments of people who are deaf. After nearly four decades of work, Deaf Missions completed the first American Sign Language version of the entire Bible last September. Pastor Josh Bongier of New Life Deaf Fellowship noted, quote, "Even though I have access to multiple translations and have studied in seminary, sometimes seeing a passage of Scripture signed makes it click in a way that it never has before. If that happens for me as a hearing person, imagine what it does for the deaf," end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 7th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.